How to use et al. Latin, a language considered dead because it is no longer the native language of any culture in the world. However, just because experts label a language as dead, it doesn't mean it's completely gone. The Romance languages, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, and Romanian, all derive from Latin. And even though English is a Germanic language in structure, it borrowed a large number of words from Latin-based languages over the years, and even some traditional Latin words are still in use. This includes some common abbreviations like IE, id est, in other words, e.g., exempli gratia, for example, etc., and the rest, and the topic of this blog, et al. As an intermediate to advanced learner, you may have seen these Latin abbreviations in some texts you've read. In this blog, we will define et al., show you when and how to use it, and provide some common mistakes and plenty of examples so you can use this abbreviation when needed.